The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Monday morning, everybody, November the 29th, 2021, back on the job. It's been a fun morning. Monday, 70 will be the high today, and then 60 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 69 degrees. Thursday, 70. Look at this. 63 next Saturday. Sunday next Saturday, 60. Ugh. Went up to Winter Park on Saturday to get my ski pass, and there's snow. People are skiing, but boy, oh boy, got to get a lot more open. Morning, everybody. 710 KNUS in open lines, 303-696-1971. This is sort of like a catch-as-catch-can morning. We rolled into who could work today, who can't work today, but it gets into political correctness, which is part of what the Woodrow Wilson renaming is. The new Omicron, we can talk about that if you wish, and then what Denver's doing. It's laugh-out-loud funny, the things that are being said. People most involved with jail. Is that a throwaway line? Anyhow, so we were talking about political correctness and what's allowable today. And I brought up Brother Dave Gardner, a guy called the show. I don't think Brother Dave could work today. And I brought up Jim Walter houses because that's what's being built here as we come to work in the morning. There's a condo complex going up on along the bike trail and down on the sides of 225 and Parker Road. And I thought, oh, that's Jim Walter. So there they are. And who could work and who couldn't work? And now, renaming the Woodrow Wilson High School, that's precisely the same thing as who can exist, who can't exist. And I'm not a Woodrow Wilson fan and never really was. And yes, Woodrow was a Democrat. But the idea of taking things and renaming things for whatever reasons. And so Woodrow Wilson was a high school in New Jersey, which, of course, he was the governor one time in New Jersey. And Woodrow Wilson School, they were going to throw that out. And locally here, although it didn't get a lot of attention, John Byers, who was the founder of the Rocky Mountain News, William Byers, who was the founder of the Rocky Mountain News, so his name's been on the Denver Public Library for years, and they took that down. So the Byers, the Rocky Mountain News founder, John Byers' name has been stripped from a branch of Denver Public Library. His crime was he supported the 1864 Sand Creek. And it's not a great moment, but regardless, he was the founder and publisher of the Rocky. The Rocky's gone as well. Somebody pointed that out on the wall, but now that's down. So no more Byers, and that means that all these different places, Evans and Byers and Carson, and somebody brought up Kit Carson, Custer County, the Gore Range, Jefferson County itself. Someone brought up the District of Columbia, which is a good one. But in New York City, we mentioned this, that a statue of Jefferson that stood for years has now been removed from the City Hall in New York. And now comes Woodrow Wilson School. And why? What do you think the ultimate target of this is? What ultimately is the aim of doing this? What else will be on the list and to go? And I've always believed that the icing on the cake, the crown jewel, would either be the Statue of Liberty itself, because the country welcomed slavery, although it doesn't go up in the harbor until much after the American Civil War. It doesn't matter. And, of course, I think the whammo showstopper is Rushmore. And you can make a case, Teddy Roosevelt is an imperialist. Two other guys were slaveholders. And then, of course, Abraham Lincoln, you can do what you want to do to Mr. Lincoln anymore. So that ultimately is where it needs to go. And plus the carver, the guy who put that statue together, had some connections to white supremacy and the Klan itself. And so you could use him as you use Wilson, as you use Jefferson, as you use Thomas Jefferson. You can use General Washington. You can certainly do Teddy Roosevelt. But what do you think ultimately the goal of this is? And also, cleansing. This is political cleansing or purging, called purging. And then we started talking about who can work. And Billy, we brought up Cheech and Chong. Someone actually sent that in on the wall. And I one of my true favorites was Rickles. When Rickles was on The Tonight Show, if you're an old person, you remember Rickles would come out. Everybody was fair game. And I'm told that his act in Vegas was over the top. Buddy Hackett. I saw Hackett work live once. I mean, Hackett could not work today. And we brought up Dave Chappelle and who gets to what movies get to be played. And it gets back into this Woodrow Wilson renaming and what goes with it. Also, probably the biggest laugh out loud moment comes from this. I read the story brought into work. The headline, Denver's program to house people who are homeless so successful, the federal government is offering millions more to expand it. And I'll read you this, and this is laughable, then we'll go to the phones. 5 years ago, Denver made a list of people who most often were involved with jail. Now, I mean, Joe, one of the caller Joe's watching the show with us this morning, most involved with jail. I got you. 710 Kane, you know, says, go to the phones. Greg, you're on the radio show, man. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, brother.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What statute will be allowed to stay?
Ooh. Wow.
Sand Creek Massacre?
Yeah, that's been built. Because the ones now at the Capitol, you know, have been removed. And I think I read where they're going to remove the Union soldier. He's gone. I think maybe they already removed him. Uh-huh. Boy, that's a good question. What do you think would be allowed?
I don't know. They're removing Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, Wilson's a horrible American president. But do you take his name down?
How about anything with Nixon?
That's coming. I mean, that has to come.
Well, I think that's long due past coming.
No, I mean, but you have to be honest. I mean,
well,
does everybody get the fair swipe at it? Who else? I mean, there's American presidents that, I mean, Woodrow Wilson was a horrible president. He really was. He was a horrible person. But you don't, do you take his name down?
Well, what's that paradox? You destroy history and you're bound to live it again.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it repeats itself. Remember when somebody once said, I don't know what a dox is, but that guy said we're both, we're a pair of them. Remember that? I don't know what a dox is, but that guy said we're a pair of them. I don't know. I mean, I look at this stuff in like restructuring society and language. I swear to God, I'm reading this. 5 years ago, Denver made a list of people most involved with jail. I said, what? What does being involved with jail mean, Greg?
It's modern PC again.
Yeah, it means you've been in the joint. And they give it, it's a trifecta, detox centers and ERs. Gee, I wonder what those three things have in common. Somebody just send me, Kennedy can stay. No. Kennedy, here it is. This is really smart. Statue of Sacagawea can stay. I wonder about that. And Kennedy can stay. Those are interesting. This is a smart call, man. Who gets to stay? But you get Woodrow Wilson. I mean, ultimately, and this is repetitive, I do believe it's the ultimate goal is Rushmore and the Statue of Liberty. What do you think?
Yeah, kind of. They're leading up to that.
Yeah, sure.
And if they get Rushmore, that would be the coup de grace.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you know about when the Taliban gets its hands on the throttle in Afghanistan, there was something that had been there called the Reclining Buddha, and they had actually carved it into the wall. And it was one of the, you know, one of the wonders of the ancient world. And
right.
They took C4 and blew it up. I mean, that's ultimately where it heads. Very good call.
Cool.
Very good.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You
now.
Too. Thank you. We go to Rick. Rick, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning. Two lines are open, 303-696-1971. Good morning.
Good morning. Say, why are they, what's the justification for taking the Nathan Lyon statue out of the front on the west steps of the Capitol there? You know, he's Union Army, led the Union Army contingent.
Yeah,
are they against the Union Army? What are they going to do? In New York, there's a place called Grant's Tomb.
Mm-hmm.
Is that being kept up? I mean, maybe they want to destroy that. Also, in Chicago, there's
sure.
a Stephen Arnold Douglas tomb.
Yeah.
They, you know, all over.
No, that's
what the hell are they thinking? And who's doing it?
All right, so if I can get Woodrow Wilson, and they've gotten Woodrow Wilson, and they took Thomas Jefferson out of City Hall. Who's next? I mean,
yeah, that's right. Who's next? I've lived down here downtown for years. I'm liberal and everything, and I catch hell. Just try to traverse across the streets. I've been down here for 20 years. I'm a liberal, tolerant guy. In fact, I got a pretty progressive, you know, past. And it doesn't include Union Army, you know, Union Army, even labor, Abraham Lincoln. That's just beyond. They ought to be asking who's doing it. I mean, within the federal bureaucracy, the state bureaucracy, who justifies this?
Well, anyone who stands against it then automatically puts the jacket on. If you go, you know, I don't think Woodrow Wilson's school should change its name, then you become a racist yourself because you're defending a racist. You see how it works. That's how
it sounds like from their part, dissembling. I mean, they're carrying, again, a progressive, but they don't have the right to just tear everything down.
Sure they do, but there's a reason for it. And why do you believe all the, because I have my own thinking, why do you think all of this is being done?
Because they got the license to do it. There's a past history since the Great Society programs to come on. And they get solidarity in other states, too. They've got Illinois vetted out, and Illinois is a totalitarian democratic state. The county commissioners, everything there, and they're all on para, the judges.
But hang on a second. You erase this history so you can rewrite new history, and that will ultimately lead you to. And so if you get rid of Woodrow Wilson, and Woodrow Wilson is a damaging figure in our history.
Well, he's bad.
No, but hang on. And that isn't the point of it. The point of it is you get rid of him, and that way you can rewrite the history. And that's, remember, what was Winston Smith's job in 1984? He rewrote history. And he would, every day, he would, depending on who they were at war with or what was taking place, he would rewrite to stay in lock with Big Brother's thinking. And so this is Big Brother. Woodrow Wilson is now a bad guy. He was always a bad guy, but now he's an admittable bad guy. And I'm okay with Woodrow Wilson staying there as a reminder of what the world can be like. But no, you eliminate Wilson, and then you can eliminate Wilson. I'm not making this up. I mean, if you remember what Winston Smith's job was. There was an old Soviet. I finished that Reagan book last week, and Reagan and Gorbachev, that must have been a hell of a relationship. They ended up calling each other Mikhail and Ron, and so so Reagan loved to tell jokes, so he tells a joke to Gorbachev, and he said he was in a cab in America. He's doing a joke, and he said he meets this young guy driving a cab, and he said, "What are you doing? I'm finishing school." And Reagan says, "What are you going to do when you graduate?" He said, "I'm not sure yet." So he said he's in a cab in the Soviet Union. Cab driver's a kid going to school. He said, "What are you going to do when you graduate?" And the kid says, "I haven't been told yet." Isn't that a great line? I haven't been told yet.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. The kids are in a one-track mind. It all is copacetic with high school kids. Really, a lot of parents are Democratic. But again, I refer to people in 3I. This is rural area.
Yeah, but they're
still really Democratic, and they got a telepathic bond with their kids and their needs, and get it all dovetailed in with the federal reward.
But
the
reason
they're working, and they look ahead 40 years to when they're going to get Social Security.
Well, I don't know that, but when you rename things, and as I said to the other fellow, I absolutely totally believe, and I've believed it now for a decade, that the target are two main targets, and one would be the Statue of Liberty, and the other one, of course, would be Rushmore.
And, yeah, there's people who want to tear everything down. I do a fairly aware of that.
But again, but why? You come to the question again, why?
Well, a lot of them were jaded. Arrogant on everything that's been a problem for the United States. And they know the United States has got difficulties, so this is the time to really rub it in. Just like the strike, they settled it, the John Deere strike.
Good thing they settled that.
A lot of those guys are dreaming of having mass strikes all over the country.
Well, that's away from what we're talking about, but the idea is it's over time. You don't get something like this done in 20 minutes. This is a generational move. And if other young kids who are elementary school kids, middle school kids today are conditioned to this, then when their time comes to be sitting behind a microphone or you know, running for office, whatever it is, they will be perfectly okay with it. And it's purging. Remember Stalin purges, Mao purges, Hitler purges. And these are purges. These are social purges. And and so this is only these are only the beginnings. These are only the first rounds. This is only the touch gloves part of it. Because when these guys really get their hands on the throttle, there's not going to be any voting on it. It just happens. So Woodrow Wilson, I read this over the weekend, renaming Woodrow Wilson School. I'm no Woodrow Wilson fan. I think he caused this country enormous problems and that still echo today. But having said that, you don't take his name down.
Right. Hey, thanks a lot for your
thank
good
you.
Work.
All right, 303-696-1971. Along with that, I love this line. I know there are so many times I wish Bob Cote were still here. 5 years ago, comma, Denver made a list of people most often involved with jail, comma. I'm going, and these idiots are paid money, and they're paid by you. This Julie Smith, who's making passing judgment. Julie Smith, according to this piece, is the communications director for the city's finance department. Brilliant. I think we're all very proud to see the success of this program and to frankly, comma, debunk the myth that people choose to be homeless, comma, because when folks are offered the opportunity to be housed, they take it. Really? So what are you driving? Well, I'm driving this, you know, old beater car like my dad had. Allegheny County comes to him and says, hey, we'll give you a new Chevy convertible, proving that's a myth that my father chose to drive an old beater. You see the mindset. And so the progressive cheers. Well, I really, they're killing these people. Cote said it all the time. You're killing people on the installment plan. You are helping them die. They're committing suicide every day, one day at a time. And the city of Denver, the success program that they're all underscoring is killing people one day at a time. And this idea that you have 125 new people and, what, 6 or 7 years from now, they have to all be, how many of them are going to still be alive out of the 125? The ones that got sober. That's who's going to be alive. The ones that didn't get sober are going to be dead. You can't shoot dope for 7 years. You can't shoot meth for 7 years. You can't shoot heroin for 7 years. You're going to catch a fentanyl. You're going to catch a hot shot. Or somebody in the next room is going to shank you. This is insanity. All right, American Financing, there are some homeowners out there who don't believe a refi can save them enough money. I got to tell you, the statement could not be further from the truth. You can save significant amounts of money if you got to call American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Take advantage of the free loan review with salary-based mortgage consultants. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront fees, just simple conversations around which loan program saves you the most money. I mean it. When I say rates are still near these lows, they are. There's also a chance they can run. Custom loans really save up to $1,000 a month. Lock in a low rate now before they're gone. Pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. I trusted them. They did the job. You should as well. Call American today at 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Please, smart, wise, do it for yourself for the holidays to come. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Now, on the wall comes this morning. I'm surprised that the vegan crowd hasn't gotten Alfred Packer's statue out of the cafeteria. I get it, Monty, but you see, if I can control you, I can tell you what to eat. Now, this is a serious part of this. I get the Alfred Packer's funny, but back to the Durants. I'll take care of you. What do you want for that? I'm going to let you know. And right now, these people, the vegan movement, the people who don't want people eating meat, don't want people eating chicken, don't want people eating fish, for whatever reasons, animal cruelty or how it's environmentally unsound. If I get my way, you're going to eat what I say you're going to eat because it's going to be for the best for you because the government can only think for you and think best for you. And there's people who want that. It's a really scary moment. 70 will be the high, warm and dry. 60 again, cooler tomorrow, 69 on Wednesday. Brockler coming up. And then, of course, this afternoon, Stefan, it's your turn. 303-696-1971. Who wants to cop to it? When's the last time you were involved with jail? The last time you were really involved with jail? Your turn, 710 KNUS. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. Brockner coming up, and then, of course, Stefan this afternoon, back here tomorrow. Billy Thorpe's back on the con. 70, warm and dry, please. Cooler again, 60 tomorrow, and 69 on Wednesday. And we need the weather to change. We need it to get colder. We need snow. I was in Winter Park, saw sky, saw heather. But, man, oh, man, there's people skiing, but it was like two runs or one run, parkways open. I'm thinking, I've done that first day skiing stuff. It's like, old guys, stay off the mountain. The new Omicron, and we were talking about this, it's early signs are that it's mild and patients don't lose their sense of smell. I read about it last night, read about it before the show started, and it may be good news. I don't know. When you read the history of the Spanish flu, we talked about this earlier, and by the way, now they're saying the Omicron has been detected in Britain, Germany, Italy, Belgium, Botswana, Israel, Hong Kong, and Australia. And the Austrian health authorities are today conducting an investigation into a suspected case. Now, when you read the history of the Spanish flu, there are some people who claim late 1917. Principal historians believe 1918, not too far from here, in Kansas, where the flu comes from. And there was an argument whether it was horses or it came from birds. And most of the thinking now is probably an avian flu. But, you know, one of those things you'll not know. Long story short, it goes to Europe, comes back. We've talked about it many times. But when was the end of the 18 flu? And there are people that I read to say 1926. So that's 8 and 2 and 6 more. And that's a long time that ran in the world. And it came back to this country. It had morphed. There are people that I've read, that believe that that COVID strain morphed 6 times. There's no way of knowing. There wasn't, of course, any vaccine jabs or whatever you want to call it. Wasn't there. But what it did do is it went to ground. It went to the reservoir. And it became, as some historians write about, just became a sore throat. But it ended up, it killed more American GIs than the Germans did. It changed the course of battle. It probably helped overthrow the Tsar. There's all these, what did this flu do? That's what it did. And so the Omicron, if this is true, its early signs are it's mild and patients don't lose their sense of smell. And there's a woman who runs a clinic in Pretoria, South Africa, who's being interviewed. And she says she sees that. Well, that's fine. And then the next part of it would be what? Well, does it go to ground? But how long would it take to do it? And I'm reading Betrayal right now. And the first case of this is seen in December of 19 in Wuhan, China. Then allegedly in January, the first outside cases, I believe in Bangkok, Thailand. And you can see, and then it goes everywhere that it goes. And it morphs. And that's the thing about these viruses. They're trying to stay alive. And they change. And it has nothing to do with the vaccine making them change. Because the 17, 18, whatever you want to call it, flu morphs 6 times on its own or 7 times. No one's sure. Because it just changes and adapts and wants to kill more people. It doesn't want to do anything. It just wants to exist. And it's not targeting anybody. It doesn't have politics. It doesn't hunt black people. It doesn't hunt transsexuals. It doesn't hunt, it's the best description ever given to me was it's a herd of lions. And they're chasing a herd of a pride of lions, chasing a herd of zebras. And the zebras that it catches are the old, fat, tired zebras. But occasionally, it catches some young, tough zebra and eats it. And that's what this is. And it adapts. And it changes. And so here it is. And so let's see what this is. But the COVID strain, a new strain called the Omicron. Remember, there's Delta. There's all these different things. So it may be good news. 303-696-1971. Holiday season is here. And a perfect time to reflect and seek out ways to make life better for people struggling. We've been talking about it all morning. Donating your vehicle to Step Denver will give men the opportunity for a safe, sober, structured place to call home. They don't, Bob Cote knew, don't take government money. Look what's happening in Denver right now with these fools. It's a structured place to call home. They work to recover and rebuild their lives. And they don't take any government funding. They count on people like you. Every vehicle donated gives one man the opportunity to have a safe, structured place to call home, does the hard work to recover and rebuild his life. 710 KNUS listeners have donated 168 vehicles in the last 11 months. That's amazing. The sales of these vehicles will give 168 guys the opportunity to get off the streets and enter the program. If you got a car, truck, motorcycle, an RV, whatever you got, a boat, get a hold of Vincent, 303-296-9020. Toll free. They'll come and get it. If you can't get it there, they'll transform. You will transform lives. Every vehicle donated to best serve the men and provide you with the best tax deduction. You win, they win. 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org. Call Vincent, 303-296-9020. Now compare and contrast that working program from Bob Cote to this idiocy that we've been talking about this morning. A guy has to, number one thing that he has to do is be sober. What's the number one thing that they have to do in Denver? Get involved with jail. Stop. The second thing that Bob wanted and made sure that you did it, you went to work. You see, anything on this program that the government's giving $6 million here, $7 million there, $7.3 million, say anything about work. Nope. It just says get a house. The next thing that to recover and rebuild your life. Do you see anything about going to meetings? You see anything about, I mean, I watched when Bob and those guys, and they would give Ann abuse. I mean, you took Ann abuse when you came in the door. And when I watched people, you whizzed hot, you're gone. And they did UAs. You see anything in here? 7.3 million, 6.8 million, 13.4 million. You see anything about taking a UA? There's another $6.4 million to help fund the initiative. The city, another $900,000 for the city. See anything about a UA? There's one with $3 million continued support for people. See a UA in there anywhere? No. You see anything in there that says, then you have to have a job? No. Uh-uh. It's the myth. Julie Smith's myth. The myth of Julie Smith. You see anything in here about going to AA meetings, doing UAs? Anything about taking Ann abuse? Anything in there about having a job? Being in at six? Having dinner and going to a meeting? Do you see any of this? Gee, Peter, I don't. Huh. So what do you see? Well, you get a house. And then what do you get? Well, you get health care. What else do you get? Well, you get food. What else? Well, that's what you get. So you make a list of people most involved with jail. That is the most laugh-out line of the... As we end 2021, can you think of a funnier-ass thing to be said? Denver made a list of people most involved with jail, detox centers, and ERs. STEP is full of those guys. I mean, they're not in STEP because they had never been in a detox before. They're not in STEP because they've never been in an ER before. I mean, so many times I wish Bob were back with us. And the program was so successful that the Treasury Department is offering the city more than $6 million. You notice they're not offering Step Denver or Step 13 $6 million, are they? Nobody's going to knock on Paul's door. Hey, Paul, you want $6 million? We're going to give $6 million to John Hickenlooper's road home. Remember, John Hickenlooper said, I'll end it. He also said, I wouldn't be a very good senator. And he's not. But he's a senator. And if Denver can keep 125 new people stably housed by the time the project ends, which is 7 years, they'll not be required to pay back the money. That's out of the Joe Biden handbook. Of course those people are not going to be there. Fentanyl is going to kill them. They're going to have a drug overdose. They'll get sick because they're drugs and alcohol. I mean, somebody's going to shank them. That's what's going to happen. You know, but we don't have to pay back the money. You're killing people on the installment plan. And this senselessness, I think we'll all be very proud to see the success of this program and, frankly, to debunk the myth that people choose to be homeless because when they're offered the opportunity to be housed, they took it. Right after this. You know what's interesting? Look at this program. How would you like to stay in the home that you're in right now, not have to work? Occasionally you could detox, I guess, because they're not saying that's the end of it. They're just saying that if you've been involved with jail, detox centers, and ERs, then offer you housing. And there's not one stipulation that says, well, if you go back and use, because they're not going to stop anybody from using, and if you go back to detox or go back to the ER, it doesn't mean you lose your home. I mean, I think most of us get up in the morning and you pay your bills. You pay your mortgage or you pay your rent. Or, you know, you've already paid your mortgage off. But in this case, this is the mindset. Remember who this is. This is John Hickenlooper. This is the Great Leap Forward, Glorious People Build Glorious Homeless Shelters. How can you do this? I mean, it's just like, it's on paper right now showing you the insanity, the insipidness of Hickenlooper, Hancock, the city of Denver, progressive thinking, and idiots drawing paychecks that can make statements like are being made this morning. Think about yourself. Do you think you should be able to stay in your house even though you've been in the joint or you got a needle in your arm or you go to the ER because you fell down, hit your head when you were high or got hit with a car? You can always go back to the house. And to lie and say this program was so successful in keeping people in stable housing, all it means is you could go home. You know, you could still get loaded. You still don't have to work. And you could get, you know, you could hit with a truck and go to DG, or now it's called Denver Health, get patched up, go back to the unit. And by the way, we don't have to pay. If everybody is a nice boy or girl and the city can demonstrate it, then it's free. No, it's just the Joe Biden free. If Denver can keep 125 new people stably housed by the time the project ends, they will not be required to pay back the money. Where do you think the Treasury Department gets the $6 million? There's only, Joe, the listeners here, Joe the caller, they get it two places, three places. You can tax somebody, which is the Denver City way. You can go to the Federal Reserve or, I don't know, borrow it someplace. And if, listen to the stipulation. If Denver can keep 125 new people stably housed by the time the project ends, it will not be required to pay the money back. Now, we have this Jim Walter housing project that's gone here on 225 and Parker Road. And this woman who says, debunking the myth that people choose to be homeless. One in the five times you think they're doing out there. Do you think shooting dope in your arm is a choice? Do you think not working is a choice? They don't want jobs. Anywhere you go in Denver, any small mall, big mall, restaurant, wherever you go, there's a sign that says help wanted. Why aren't they taking those jobs? Well, because they're on their ass. Why are they? Because they're high. Well, how does that work? Well, never mind, because we're gonna make significant progress. Julie Smith. The offer underscores the gains made with the city's social impact bond, a five-year initiative that began in 2016 with a goal. You can see how well it did since 2016. These last 5 years have been just a gift. You've seen homelessness just diminish in Denver in the last 5 years. The goal of keeping people who were formerly homeless stably housed and out of jail. My foot. Jails are overcrowded. Guys are building all this stuff. Guys are high. Junkies are everywhere. Imagine saying this. Imagine having the heart to say this. The initial 250 participants had cost the government $7.3 million. You know, anybody sitting in STEP right now working in STEP doesn't cost you squat. It's like you want to give them a car, you get a tax deduction. They've recycled through emergency services in the criminal justice system and detox centers. Why? Because they're junkies. That's why. That's the only reason. Or they're mad dog alcoholics or a combination of all the above. They say this stuff as though it is going to be impactful and truthful. The social impact bond kept so many participants stably housed and out of jail for its first year that in 2018, city leaders pumped an additional $675,000 into the program. Now city leaders are going to show investors that stable housing can also reduce Medicare and Medicaid expenses. My foot. That's a lie. If city leaders can meet their goal of keeping all of them unstable, can. Do you really think that some guy who's living in a gimme right now, buying fentanyl on the street, really gives a you-know-what about keeping the city, saving the city federal health care costs. In 7 years, the U.S. Treasury will give the city $6.4 million more to help fund the initiative. The city is contributing $900,000 for the newest part of the housing initiative, $3 million in continued support for people in the first phase. In the first phase, Hancock calls this a win-win. Of course he does. He also calls all kinds of things win-wins. The federal law, this is unbelievable. After the program met its goals, the city paid, and it says they're paying all this money. All I want you to do in the back of your mind is compare and contrast some guy that's got his first 30 days in at STEP and this junk. It's so successful that they're giving, they've never given Bob Cote squat. They never gave Bob Cote the sweat off their rear end. And he puts sober people out there. They're offering millions more to keep somebody, what, in a house. And this woman saying this is a success because people have a house. People have chosen. I'm stunned by this. But really, because I've been following this program in Denver since John Hickenlooper's Road Home, I'm not stunned. This is just more of the same. Guess what's waiting for you? And you see any reduction in any of this? Of course not. Billy, we close to the Brockner turnaround here? All right. It is a Monday morning, November the 29th, 2021. And these are the people who are in charge. And to the Republican Party, start to grab a hold. Take a look at this stuff. Use this. Don't do the crazy thing. Do the right thing. You get the people who are going to talk about this and people who up and down bike trails, everywhere in the city, Sheridan Boulevard, all these guys are there. This is an opportunity for somebody going to run for a big office, going to say, I will do something about this. And it won't be, I'll take care of you. But indeed, I'll stop it. And that can be done. I swear you can. All you got to do is go take the Bob Cote program and implement it on a city or statewide level. Stand back and watch it happen. Watch what happens next. All right. Turn around. We're going to take a quick turn. We'll come back. We've got Brockner coming up. Hang on, everybody. 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.